The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a Watford City kind of Wednesday on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon along with Todd Mitchell. This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains, thanks to our mothership 550K Fire, KCJB at 910 a.m. in Minot, the Flag family of AM 1100, the Flag Fog of Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 booming to the Bakken on KTGO. And you hear us tape delayed every afternoon on KLTC and back 7 to 9 evenings on 550K Fire. You can always email us. We love hearing from you. Connect with us on Facebook on What's On Your Mind. You can email us. What is the email address again, Todd?
Studio What's On Your Mind Radio.com. How are things out west?
I never email myself, but it is studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com.
I know. It's like when you know, what's your phone number? Do I call myself? I have no idea what my phone number is.
Yeah, anyway, the toll-free telephone numbers, and we do have some time to chat. I'll tell you who our guests are here in a moment, live from Watford City today, brought to you today by our friends at the Watford City Chamber of Commerce. A lot of great things going on in Watford, and we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program today. By the way, I come to Watford a lot. I love the place. You asked me how the weather was. The weather's always great in Watford. It really is because, you know, there was a little fog this morning. It was beautiful. You got all the buttes. You know, you're right on the northern edge of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. It's just one of those towns that gets it done. I love Watford City. It really is. It's one of those towns that's really managed through the oil boom to keep a sense of community. I mean, it's busy and there's traffic challenges and all of that. We're going to talk about some of that today. There's a housing crunch. I mean, all of those things that are part of the pain, and they are pain if you're in the middle of it, of a change and a boom, but they just have managed to, through a lot of great leadership, including from the folks that we're broadcasting from here today, the Stenson family, of how many decades of leadership, and folks like Gene Veeder if I start going down that list, it's going to take me a long time. But Derek Franzen and the Watford City Chamber of Commerce folks are very helpful in facilitating these conversations each week, and we really do look forward to it on the program. But the weather's great. It's beautiful. What's the temp at Bismarck?
It is 63 at the moment. So
see, I like this. I kind of like this, you know, and I know we're going to get into the 80s today, but I'm even okay with a late July kind of, upper 70s, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. And I was flying, I was actually talking to a farmer earlier that farms out by Leonard, and he said his last rain was when? Well, we'll be able to ask Wes Belter. Actually, Wes Belter is a farmer from Leonard, North Dakota. He's also the chair of the Finance and Taxation Committee. He is in Watford City today with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and they're actually out with Mayor Brent Sanford and Ron Anderson from the McKenzie County Commission right now. So they're going to stop in here after their tour, and we're going to get Wes's impression and Al's impressions on what they saw out here and talk a little bit about the upcoming legislative session. But I want to ask Wes, because I understand, for instance, in Castle, the last decent rain was end of June. It might have even been any kind of rain of all, but I would imagine it's rain. It just hasn't been worthwhile rain since the end of June. We're about to flip the calendar to August, and we spent the spring and the early summer saying not enough moisture. It's still pretty green out here, but I would like to hear from some growers in our audience. You know, are you starting to get to that, ooh, baby, what's happening with the moisture? And this happened last year. It was sort of feast or famine. There really was no middle ground. So I'm feeling for growers out there that are going through a little bit of that. Love to hear from you today on the program at the telephone number. You ready for this? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm going to hop in the truck later, head for, I'll run down through Belfield and obviously come around through Dickinson and back to Bismarck down 85 later today. Tomorrow on the program, I'll be in studio with Todd at the mothership there at 550K Fire in Bismarck. And we have a special guest tomorrow, Todd. Remember that?
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the... do you have that clipper handy still, or is that long gone?
Oh,
the guy we wanted on that wall? The guy we wanted on that wall during those very tough years?
I have that ready for you every day, but I'll do that from now on.
We probably shouldn't play it tomorrow either, but we were joking yesterday that Vice President Dick Cheney, who will be our guest along with his daughter Liz, has a new organization and is one of those guys that I just want in the room whenever foreign policy or national security threats are discussed. Had a strange likening to Jack Nicholson's character in A Few Good Men when he made that famous speech about, you need me on that wall, you want me on that wall. And that was always kind of Dick Cheney. So that was our joke yesterday when we needed to lighten up a little bit. Anyway, let's get to some news here. Other guests today on the program, besides Al Carlson and Wes Belter, we're going to talk with two Watford City natives who grew up here, one that graduated from high school probably 2003, another 2007, so on the younger side, obviously. But they're Peter and Eric Stengem, who are Watford City natives, now live on the other end of the state and are running First International Bank and Trust. They're part of the leadership of the family. Obviously, Steve Stengem, who we've talked to previously on the program, is the guy that runs the show, and now Eric and Peter are coming up in the business. But really interesting to have that perspective of guys that grew up here in those years, and obviously pre-boom, and how it's like now, how it was like then. So we'll visit about that a little bit, too. We're also going to talk with the folks from Red Dog Tornado Shelters. You know, there are a lot of folks here in... they're actually called Red Dog Mobile Safe Rooms, but they are essentially a tornado shelter. And, you know, some people here live some pretty scary times. In fact, Gretchen Stengem was just telling us, you know, there was 100 people in the basement of First International Bank and Trust when that tornado rolled through Watford. There was for lack of a better term, what was supposed to be a crew camp, but basically a mobile home park that was nearly wiped out. By the grace of God, there was not people that died in that event. But it has awakened a lot of people to the fact we do have crew camps. We do have temporary housing in a lot of places throughout the oil boom. And we're going to talk with the folks from Red Dog about safety through engineering excellence. When lives depend on your equipment, you know, only the best will do. And you got precious, precious cargo in the families there. So all that is coming up as well. What else are we going to talk about? Well, we can talk about the ag world. We can talk about where they need a little more rain. But what I really want to talk about is a couple of stories I'm reading in the newspapers. And one has to do with Stanley and affordable housing. And, it's an interesting story because affordable housing is one of those terms that really can go either way, right? What's affordable and to who? In other words, if I make $150,000 driving a truck in the oil patch, affordable housing is a little bit different than if I'm the greeter at Walmart, right? So that's always one pain point I always have a trouble with. But I think most folks you talk to in and around the oil-impacted communities, for lack of a better term, a Dickinson, a Williston, a Watford City, a Stanley, a Tioga, a Ray, no matter your size, shape, they're going to say, we need more affordable housing. That's why we have crew camps. That's why we have temporary housing. That's why we have, even, you know, in the early days, people living in their cars, right? Well, that's changing, I think, in a way. And Stanley, the story is basically saying, see, you can't make it out here because of the cost of a home. Well, I beg to differ. I mean, we advertise for a development called Frontier Village in Stanley, North Dakota, as an example. You can find a very nice, you know, manufactured home, if that's the politically correct term, but you wouldn't know when you're inside. It's a quote-unquote manufactured home. $3,000 to $5,000 down, $1,000 a month. Well, oil field, oil patch wages are certainly going to support that, and it's a home, and it's a neighborhood, and you have walking distance to schools, and the new Cashwise is across Highway 2, so it's there if you look for it. Now, was it there a year ago? Maybe not. Was it there 2 years ago? Certainly not. And I hesitate. These stories that you read in the newspapers are always the sky is falling. Everything's awful. And when you're sitting in Fargo or Bismarck or Mandan or Grand Forks, you think everything's awful. The traffic's bad. No place to live. You can't hire anybody. Just get here. You know, interesting story. I chatted today with a fella here that does IT for the folks at First International Bank and Trust. And he's a Watford City native. And I said, you love it here? And he said, I've lived here all my life. Wouldn't mind going somewhere else. And I said, well, why don't you go to one of the other branches? He said, well, because it's tough to replace me here, right? And he's single, so he wouldn't mind living in Bismarck. You know what I mean? He wouldn't mind living in Mandan. He wouldn't mind living in Minot. He's a little more action for him, right? And he's single and everything else. Well, the other side of that coin is maybe there's an IT person in Fargo or Bismarck, Mandan, Grand Forks, a little tired of living the rat race. And you know, when I say rat race, it's every bit of rat race in the bigger communities. And there's a lot of peace and quiet in places like Watford City. So, but that's exactly the opposite of the view that you would get. It's like, you know, the big four are the sleepy communities and, you know, the traffic and you can't find people and all of the other side of that is in the oil patch, right? I beg to differ. Now, how am I able to make that commentary? I'm able to make that commentary because I'm here. Now, you know, full disclosure, my family is in Fargo. I'm in Watford City today. That's not easy, right? But we've got kids in Catholic schools, and our oldest is going to go off to UND, and we have a sophomore, and we have a fifth grader, and it's tough. So I don't mind. I'll be here. But there is a day that I wouldn't mind saying, you know what, let's find a little piece of, you know, our own little home right outside a Stanley or a Tioga or a Watford City, or maybe go to the big metros in a Dickinson, which is, you know, right by Medora or a Williston. There's plenty of open spaces left, and there's also plenty of affordable housing if you look for it and if you realize what things are paying. So I beg to differ a little bit on these stories. You may say, who are you kidding, Hannon? You can't find a place. So the folks that are living it are the ones I want to hear from today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You talk, we'll listen on What's on Your Mind, coming right up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24/7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24/7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's that, Shane? You said Don in Tioga thinks I'm crazy? Okay, put him to the front of the line, and then we'll talk bees with Bob and Bismarck, and more lines open. We do have more than three lines open, so it's almost cricket time. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you think I'm crazy on the commentary I just made on affordable housing, call me, and then I'm going to hook you up with a guy like Derek Franzen, who'll be here next hour, who's part of developments in Watford City, Gordon Bai up in Stanley about Frontier Village, and I'll do the same in Tioga, and I'll go right down the list. My brother Chris says $1,800 a month in Stanley for a one bedroom. Are you kidding me? That's not affordable housing. Well, what does that person make on average? Now, again, somebody that's on a fixed income, I get you. There's a problem there, but the reason. There's a lot of reasons that apartments are $1,800 a month in Stanley for a one-bedroom, but the point is there's other cheaper things there. Anyway, I don't want to talk anymore. It's your turn, 800-228-0550. Don and Tioga listening on KTGO thinks I'm crazy. Go ahead, Don. Tell me why.
Don, I think you're crazy. That's what.
Why am I crazy?
Well, if you stop and you look at the price of things that were 7 years ago, compare it to now. It's all about greed. It's all about people cashing in on what they think they can get for anything that's not really worth anything.
Okay, so let's go back. You're calling from Tioga. Let's take a look at Tioga 7 years ago. Probably in the city proper, less than 1,000 people. And I don't know what the average income would have been. But if we back up 7 years, what do you think the average income in Tioga has grown percentage-wise to today, Don?
Oh, it's probably tripled, but that's not the point. The point is, you know, we're all up here to make a living. We're all up here chasing the dollar that's obviously not where we're originally from. Like, I'm from Montana. The economy there is in the toilet. So I come out here to go to work. But at the same time, I have to support my family back home while I'm out.
All right, so here's an idea. Move to Tioga.
There's no way you can afford a place in Tioga, even on oil field wages.
I beg to differ. I need to get under the hood a little more in Tioga on housing issues, but just down the road in Stanley, I was in a home not long ago, beautiful two-bedroom home. It was Gordon and Danita Bai. It was in Frontier Village. I said, what would this cost? And they said, well, the whole development on average, again, $3,000 to $5,000 down, $1,000 a month, give or take, is an average, okay? So, in other words, theirs might be $3,000 a month and might have been, $5,000 down. But the point is, you can find it. So I'm saying if I live in an $1,800 one-bedroom apartment, why wouldn't I go over there and say, give me a two-bedroom? It'll be manufactured housing, but it'll be in a neighborhood. I'll pay, $3,000 down and a grand a month. Why wouldn't I do that and then say, eventually, let's sell the home wherever you live, Don, or your family is, and then you can be with your family?
But the problem is you can't sell anything in Montana because nobody has any money there. Nobody's buying anything.
That is a problem, and I don't think that's North Dakota's fault nor Stanley's fault. I think the reason what you described, greed, look, I'm not going to deny some folks take advantage of this. I don't believe they're long-term members of any community because that's no way to run a railroad. But they're paying more because people have to pay $1,800 for a one-bedroom apartment. So this is all going to shake out. In other words, they have to pay their cup. They have to pay their staff. I don't see it as greed. I see it as just a pain of the growth curve.
Okay, I can see your point to an extent. But I looked at a farmstead, which is like three abandoned buildings. That probably should have been dozed down 25, 30 years ago. And the guy wants $150,000 for it. It's only got 1.5 acres.
Because he can get it right now. He can get it right now, and that's the market. Hey, Don, let's keep this conversation going. I got other folks stacking up, but I do want to keep the dialogue going. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's a challenge, and I haven't walked a mile in your shoes other than, Fargo to Watford City today. My family's in Fargo. It's a lot closer than yours in Montana, maybe. I don't know where they are in Montana, but I understand what you're doing, and I understand it's challenging. Dustin in Watford City, your take on this discussion.
Yes, sir. My outlook on it is the housing in Watford has gone up ridiculously. When we moved out here in 2008, we were paying $450 a month for a three-bedroom. Now we're paying $5,000 a month. Granted, it's a five-bedroom, but it's also a modular home. That's ridiculous, especially the bigger families get, the more the rent goes up. That's hard to make it.
You're absolutely right, and that's a challenge right now because it's supply and demand, right? So, but don't you think that's going to catch up, Dustin? Don't you think ultimately when they're, I mean, last time I was here, we talked to the folks from the at City Hall, and they talked about I think there were 1,000 building permits of apartments, townhomes, and single family homes already approved, and another wave right behind that. So in other words, approved, they're in construction. And when that happens, all of a sudden you got more choice, you got more supply, and this shakes out. I mean, I think it's catching up, and it gets better all the time. Do you not see that?
Well, I do see a lot of that. We actually have housing for some of our employees that isn't too outrageous, and it's in the apartments just north of town. But when you look at a family of seven, it's me, my wife, and we've got five kids. How many of these apartments are going to be five bedrooms? Next to that, who wants to live underneath or over the top of five kids? They're loud. You know, apartments aren't really the solution for a big family like that. And next to that, we're looking at buying up here. Well, a house that you could buy anywhere else for $150,000, they want $400,000 for it. And they're these quick put-together homes that are going to fall apart in 10 years. It's just not worth it.
No, I it's a challenge. There's no question about it. I think those are a bridge myself, and I think you know the point is one day how do you get your bucks back for it? I think there's a way through this. But what I like what I hear from you, Dustin, I think is that you want your family here, right? You want to be here, and if the housing was affordable, you'd call this home forever.
Oh yes, sir, for sure. You know, Watford's a nice area, real quiet. A lot of people know everyone, especially once you get to know the locals. You start meeting people. And they just welcome everyone. And that's the great thing about Watford. But the bad part is then you have these investors come in. Our home that we're living in right now, we were just bought out by an investor. So they give us 28 days and say, hey, you need to find a new place to move out. Well, there's not that much in the area for five bedrooms, four bedrooms at that just to move in. So it really kicks your butt in the long run.
Where did you come from, Dustin? Where was home before you were in Watford?
Houston, Texas, and then after the Army, I was all over.
Who are you working for now?
Premium Tools.
It's a great story. It's one that's just repeated over and over and over again. You came from a state that was booming even. You know, I mean, a lot of folks came from states like the previous fellows over Montana where things went off the cliff a little bit. I think there's solutions out there, but I'm going to use you as a test case and find out if I'm all wet. Do you mind if I ask Shane to get your information off the air so I can connect with you next time I'm back in Watford and talk a little bit about this?
Oh, no, that'd be great.
All right, hang on if you would, and Shane will get your information. Appreciate that very much. Do I have time for Bob and Bismarck, who's been waiting to weigh in here? I don't. Bob, I know you want to talk bees. I'm going to get you in when we come back. We're also chatting with Peter and Eric Stengem, a couple of Watford City natives that know this. You know, part of a family business, but also part of that rub of, you know, what does housing cost here? What does it cost back in Fargo, where they call home right now? We'll talk about that and much more. Plus, Wes Belter, the chair of the Finance and Tax Committee, and Al Carlson, the big poobah in the North Dakota House, are in Watford today touring with Mayor Sanford and Ron Anderson from the McKenzie County Commission. We're going to chat with them about that tour in our 10 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rockford City Wednesday on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains because of you, our fine listeners. God bless you one and all listening on 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, the Flag Family, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1100, and of course KTGO in Tioga. You know that's the oil capital of North Dakota? Proud to call it home for our KTGO family and, of course, KLTC in Dickinson. All right, we're going to be able to get Bob in Bismarck here, and then we'll get the rest of the other callers that are waiting. Bill in Williston, Richard driving a truck listening on K-Fire, David and Stanley. Hold tight because I want to keep the conversation going here, but we have two guests that will join us in a moment as well to be much more expert on this topic than I am because these are real issues, and these two are in a banking family and can help us understand some of this. Bob in Bismarck wanted to talk bees. What's on your mind, Bob? Are you there, Bob? Shane, I'm not hearing Bob. Let me take David and Stanley because he wanted to talk bees too. David and Stanley, go ahead quickly on the bee thing, and then we're going to switch gears here. I want to get you in, though. You've been waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. Over in Europe, you know, they don't have that GMO wheat. Are they having the same problem with their bees over there that we're having here?
Very good question. Over in, you said just in Europe in general?
Yeah, because they don't allow genetically modified grain to be grown over there and stuff.
Hey, Chris, do me a favor and flag David's question. Let's get that to Dale Bauer, who joined us earlier in the week, and we had the whole debate over the difficulty that bee farmers are going through right now and whether it was partially to blame for either, you know, the pesticides, the spraying, or whether it was the GMOs. So it's a question I can't answer, David, but I appreciate your call, and we'll get you an answer on that coming up. Let me introduce our next guest, and then we'll get these callers in here on the affordable housing question. Sherry in Minot, Richard driving truck, and Bill in Williston. Peter and Eric Stengem are Watford City natives. They're part of the famous Stengem family of bankers that go back for generations. One of our previous broadcasts here might have even been the first. Their father, Steve Stengem, joined us, and their mother, Gretchen, is nearby here listening in. But it's fun to catch up with these two and talk a little bit about growing up here and how things are going. Peter, how are you?
You know, I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having us on today.
Appreciate the opportunity to broadcast from First International Bank and Trust. And Eric, it's good to see you as well.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Scott. Thanks for coming out here with us today. It's a beautiful day in the Bakken. So.
It sure is. It's unbelievable. Do you guys, Peter, ever feel a little pull between the hometown and where you're laying your head on the pillow back in Fargo these days?
You know, I do, actually. It's tough sometimes. You know, I'm very proud of my hometown, and it's always fun to come back here. You know, I enjoy living in Fargo, being the young single guy that I am, but I do really like coming back and seeing all the progress and the activity that's happening around here, and You know, it's very fun to see.
Now, Eric, I understand you're engaged.
I am, yes.
So you're not doing the young single guy thing.
No,
even the bigger brother's kind of still doing the young single thing.
He had to get his plug in.
I did. That's right.
Much to your mother's chagrin. She'll talk to him later about that. But anyway, Eric, how about you? Do you feel the pull at all?
You know, I do. It's. I tell you what, growing up in Fargo or in Watford here, you know, we're very proud of our hometown. It's fun to be in Fargo. Fargo's a great community. We really enjoy it. But you know, we get back here a lot. Obviously, I mean, our roots are here, our family's here, and it's amazing to see what's been going on the last few years.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the evolution of what you've seen growing up as little guys and what you see now in Watford City, but I'm going to defer to some callers. We always put them first here, and we started a conversation about a story out of Stanley, North Dakota, and it was a story we read in every North Dakota newspaper about once a week, and they love them about once a month in national newspapers. Affordable housing. There's no such thing as North Dakota. You pay more in Watford City than you do in New York City, right? They love those stories. My point was, number one, it's supply and demand right now. Number two, it's things take time. Mm. That ultimately this is going to catch up. And my third point is that if you look for it, it's there. And I've used a couple examples of where it's there. But some folks are telling me I'm crazy, so we're going to let them continue to tell me I'm crazy, and then you guys can maybe help me. Bill in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, I just want to touch on this affordable housing in Williston. No, we have plenty of supply, you know, and the demand out there there's a lot to choose from because there's a lot of building going on, but it's not even leveling out for the cost of the housing there. It seems to be rising. And, you know, I have a neighbor just moved into an apartment building because the owner decided to sell their two-bedroom, one-bath, one garage townhome that was built in 1980, so they moved into a brand new three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath apartment that's costing them $3,400 a month. And even the housing out there, you know, is very, very expensive, you know. And a lot of people don't have, you know, good credit to get into that type of housing.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to these guys about, because obviously folks coming out here are at a pay scale. It's probably very different than when you two were, you know, running around Watford City schools, right? And so that's different. On the other hand, they're coming from places that, you know, as I always joke, we're the one state in the union that works, right? So they're coming from places that, you know, the housing market's upside down, and they're probably going through maybe have a mortgage there, have one here. Peter, what do we do about that?
You know, I think as long as you have people living in man camps and still as many people that are still calling home in a camper, it's still going to take some time until the housing catches up. You know, you're going to need more apartment buildings getting built. You need more townhomes, more single-family homes. Rents will eventually come down as, like you talked about, as the supply continues to increase. But as long as people are still living in man camps, it's just going to take some time. You know, like you said on the revenue side, you know, when I was growing up, I bet incomes, you know, are double, triple, you know, even more, which is very fun to see people doing very well, but it does cost more to live out here. And, you know, there's reasons behind that just because of all the activity that's going on.
And, of course, if you say, hey, I know this guy's going to get paid. I know this thing's going to last generations. Everything's good there. I know they'll be good for it, if you will. But there's many days your dad and your grandfather put the note in the typewriter and said, you know, I'm going to trust the guy, right? That's why this bank has the history it does of even through the very difficult times of the Depression, never stiffing anybody. I mean, that's a pretty extraordinary deal. So I know you do that. Now, today, you can't, can you? Hang on, Bill. I want to get you back in, but I'm just curious. If they come in, I mean, FDIC doesn't want you to do that, right? I mean, you're paying for the sins in a bank of Watford City for folks in New York and L.A., aren't you?
Yeah, you know, we're very fortunate to live in North Dakota and have the Midwest valleys that we have. You know, the people that work hard here do very well. But, yeah, like you said, I mean, nationally, everyone is kind of paying the price what happened everywhere else that didn't happen here in North Dakota. So, you know, I just don't know how else we can combat that, but it's just going to take some time.
What were you going to say, Bill?
Well, I know earlier that you mentioned that, you know, you just took, for instance, as a truck driver making $150,000 a year. You know, I think most truck drivers out here are making an average of maybe $65,000 to $85,000. You're not really finding very many truck drivers that are making over $100,000 a year unless you're an owner operator. And you know, I come from an oil and gas town, and the reason why I came out here to work is because the work there is really slowed down ever since Of course, we have a new president in office. And out here, you know, I still have a home, back where I come from, and trying to afford that and trying to take care of things out here is very expensive. Now, I'd like to, move out here, but it's just, it's not affordable. It really isn't affordable to buy a place.
And that comes back to again, I think, Eric, just the fact that it's going to take some time, right? In other words,
yeah.
What I like hearing from Bill, he wants to live here. He's calling from Williston and saying, I want to live here. I got a home I can't get out of. And that's, you know, he mentioned the current administration. They own some of that, right? I mean, we got a meltdown that in the rest of the country in the housing market makes this difficult. What advice would you have for Bill?
Well, we're seeing that a lot. I mean, it is a great place to live. You know, Pete and I both grew up here and, you know, absolutely love our hometown. And it really has a sense of community here, which you don't find in a lot of bigger places. But, I mean, you got to realize we went from having 1,500 people in a shrinking population for 20 years to all of a sudden having who knows how many. I mean, you can't even count how many people are here because there's really no metric. There's really no way to, you know, figure it out. So to develop this area, it's going to take, you know, it takes time. It takes time to get infrastructure in the ground. It takes time to get, you know, people out of man camps. It's going to be a process that we have to go through. And it can be painful at times. There's no question about it. And there's no question we have our issues, but we need to work through them. And I think over time, rents will stabilize. I think the area will develop and there'll be a lot more options for people.
There's a lot of open spaces. There's still a lot of open spaces. No question about where you can find them. Richard, driving a truck, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Richard.
Hey, you know, I was just commenting about your last break, the caller before that. One of the things that I see as the main problem is the investors and developers that are coming in, who are coming in strictly for the quick buck. They're putting up units that are not really going to last that long. In 10 years, they're going to look like a housing project. And they're charging what they know they can get away with as far as the top dollar is concerned. And I agree. I think the local bankers, the local people there have an opportunity really to develop that whole area and do it in a way that is not only economically beneficial to them as an investor, but also to the community. Because at some point in time, like you say, things are going to level out. At some point in time, all this hurry up is going to come to an end, and then it's going to settle down into a straight, you know, standard economy. But then you're going to have all these places up there that just are not going to be suitable over the long run.
Yeah, and Richard,
I do believe that the workers that are coming to the area, they're coming there to work. The money is good. They leave their families behind. A lot of them would love to move there. I have a friend of mine that came out of Duluth. He's a builder. He's building affordable housing outside of Minot and moving towards Williston, that area. He was able to buy some land, build his own place. So it's possible to do that. But a lot of these guys coming out, you know, leaving their families behind, and they're trying to catch up with the bills that they were stuck with before. And I don't think they, you know, in the long run, it really needs some control, some zoning control.
Oh, no, you just scared the daylights out of me with that word for the following reason.
With zoning control?
Well, no, with control, because then I hear rent control, okay. Then I hear New York City, then I... So
that's
in other words,
not rent control. No. I'm not talking rent control or anything like that.
Yeah, you're talking,
about common sense development and talking to outside investors and developers that are coming in. And telling them, look, you know, you're welcome to build here, but there's going to be a standard that we want to meet.
Sure. No, and by the way, Richard, that's happening. I mean, that's happening now in a big way. There are many parts of the rural areas never had zoning. You just built something, you build it, and you didn't have to ask anybody. That's changing now and evolving in a big way. I want to give Peter and Eric a chance to address your concern on the other side of the break. But, you know, I think what you describe is the free enterprise system, right? People see opportunity, and they come in, and they invest their money. I'd rather the investment come locally and regionally, but it's not happening. Because there's uncertainty, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, when we come back. But thanks, Richard. We'll get Eric and Peter in here on that question when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The fuel for our engine is our sponsors, and we thank them, including the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. Find out more at North Dakota Oil Can. Just came off a great run of the Bakken Rock Cook Fest. They're a lot of fun. We appreciate everything they do. $30 billion in economic impact in this industry. We're talking 60,000 jobs. We're talking about national energy security. Dick Cheney will be our guest tomorrow on the program, the former vice president, and his daughter Liz. We're going to talk about how energy security ties in with what's going on in Israel right now, what's happening in Syria right now. It's extraordinarily important, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council knows that well. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We thank them for their sponsorship of this program. Okay, so let's go back to the previous caller, Peter. I want to let you address his concern. Outside investors coming in, and so nothing's affordable.
You know what? You got to talk about it. Just have a little patience. You know, a lot of people were real concerned about if the Bakken was going to last. You know, this is really, you know, it's technology driven when they came up with horizontal drilling and fracking. I think people just had to get a comfort level before they could really come in here and invest some serious dollars. You had to get the local banks and, you know, wherever they came from, their bankers, to see that this was going to last and that this was actually going to happen. Now that that is happening, I think you're going to have a lot more investors coming in with some real money. The ones that maybe he referenced, some maybe questionable construction, I think those will be the first ones that will be empty. You know, as more and more investors come in, they're going to put up a nicer product. It's going to be here for the long term. Within the probably next 18 to 24 months, you're going to see more apartments getting built. Once they level off, then you'll start to see more single family, get into the townhomes, get into the single family. Then you're going to see a lot more options, I guess, for people to live in affordable housing.
I was having lunch here last week and out at the golf course, which is, by the way, beautiful, and a great lunch. I forget, what do they call that? What is the? Is it just the country club? Or?
Fox Hills.
Fox Hills. Okay, so I was out there and ran into Mark Johnsrud from formerly Power Fields, now Navarre. And he used the term technology. We need to think of the oil coming out of the ground sort of like the iPhone coming off, somebody's drawing board. And, you know, Peter or Eric, you and I were chatting about our iPhones and comparing notes on our new i5s and how well they work.
Yeah, we're both Apple fans, we found.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's a good example, isn't it? I mean, this is a technology play.
No, it's based on new technologies, you know. I don't even think the original drillers knew what they hit, and all of a sudden, you know, eureka, we have a new way of extracting oil, and it's an economic expansion more than a boom. Everyone calls it a boom, but it's really not, you know, what you saw back in the 1980s in Texas or even in North Dakota, where it's all based on price. They've always known there's oil there, they pop in a well, they, you know, and all of a sudden the prices drop and boom, they're out of there. Here, they found a whole new way to extract it. They're getting more and more efficient every single year. I mean, the price per well is coming down for the operators, which is a good thing for the whole area. You know, they're able to be profitable at a smaller and smaller price, which is a good long-term thing for the area. And we just gotta realize that it's not a typical boom and bust cycle. It's based on technology. You know, price does matter, but it's far more dependent on the new technology, and this is just all based on the technology we have right now. I mean, who knows what we're going to have in 15 years?
We're getting 4 to 6% of the oil in the rock out of the ground. I mean, think of that, folks. Mike in Crosby, North Dakota, a place near and dear to my heart. What's on your mind, Mike?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to your station, and the guy was talking about affordable housing for his family of seven. If there's anybody looking, I've got a house up in Crosby that I'm looking to get out of. I moved up there 14 years ago with the family, and family's all gone, got divorced, and I've got a furnished house. I'm looking to sell. It's got 5 bedrooms, if anybody's interested.
What do you want for it, Mike? Do you mind telling me? What would you like to get for it?
Well, I'd like to get 140 for it, but the house up there are going for $250,000 to $300,000. Some are a little bit cheaper, but mine sits on 2 city lots and got 5 bedrooms, 2,912 square foot, right in the center of town.
I'm going to do this, Mike. I'm going to call you after the program. I'd like to put a picture of your house on our Facebook page, okay, on our What's On Your Mind Facebook page, and your telephone number. If that home isn't sold by the end of the day, I'll eat my hat. I mean, I honestly believe.
Ouch.
So Mike, Shane is going to take your information. We're going to get a picture of the house, and we'll put it on the What's On Your Mind Facebook page, because Todd always, he's giving me a bad time all the time that he has so many more fans and friends on the K-Fire Cafe Todd Mitchell page than we do on What's On Your Mind.
Whatever.
And it allows me to kind of live the rivalry a little bit. Would you do that, Mike, for us?
I would definitely do that. I'm going to give you my home number. I'm a truck driver, and I'm going in and out of service range. So
no problem. Hang on. I'll give you Shane. Shane's going to take that information, right, and we'll put it on the Facebook page, okay?
Prepare to eat your hat.
I hope I'm not eating my hat tomorrow in the studios of 550 K-Fire.
What do you eat with a hat?
You know, but Crosby's a great place to live. Watford City's a great place to live. And that's the thing I want people to know. The Watford City they read about in the Fargo Forum or the Bismarck Tribune or the Grand Forks Herald or the Minot Daily News is not Watford City. You guys know that well, don't you?
You know, there's some great things happening here. You know, they're just about to break ground, or they broke ground recently on a new high school, a new event center. So they're also going to expand the golf course. So you have a lot of amenities that, you know, Eric and I didn't have growing up. You know, they have a new water park. They have a new children's play park. They have more hotels with indoor pools. You know, they have more restaurants coming.
Hospitals.
You know,
hospital.
Yeah, a new hospital.
Yeah, I mean,
Eric and I, we didn't get to experience this. You know, it's probably a little bit of jealousy. They're going to build a new hockey rink. You know, that's straight jealousy. So
I'll tell you a story. First time I was in Watford City was with our about to be freshman at UND, who was knee high to a grasshopper. Enjoyed it, ate it outlaws. Saw the bank here. Went, my gosh, that's the great thing. Through this boom, if you will, Watford City's really maintained a sense of community, hasn't it?
Absolutely. No, and Watford City has everyone that lives here has really deep roots here, it seems like, and it's a great place to grow up. And every time you meet a Watford City and around the state, they always talk about how they love their hometown.
Folks, you got to see it to believe it. Don't believe what you read in the newspapers. If you take anything away from what you heard today, and I don't mean the small town newspapers because these guys are doing a good job. I'm talking about these big city papers who don't spend the time out here they should, because what you hear about is very different than the real deal. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much,
Scott.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farmstead. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.